4 minutes past 11. It's the third and final hour of the 9 till noon show, and we have a very, very important function to fulfil at this point, because Highland Radio is partnering with Cumasún na mBan in launching a new podcast series dealing with topics of sustainability. It's ours to protect, a unique and exciting audio project. It's a collaboration of local and regional broadcasters from across the country. And the idea would be that there are national issues, but there are also local issues. And the idea is that in each local area, the local issues will be teased out and national issues will be discussed as well. Now, the whole thing is being coordinated by my colleague in the newsroom, Donna Marie Doherty. It seems really weird, actually, Donna Marie, that I am now going to interview you like as a guest on the show.
Oh, it is. It is. I'm a bag of nerves, though I am, but I think it is just being on the other side.
And yes, in case you're wondering, yes, this is the same Donna Marie who read the news at 7, 8, 9, 10 and 11 this morning. But Donna Marie, you're heading up this particular project. So first of all, tell us, Ours to Protect, what is it?
Ours to Protect is going to be a weekly 5-minute segment. It's going to happen at 12:30 every Tuesday. And it's to look at things that people can do every day to make their life a bit more sustainable. The idea is that there's only one planet. It is ours to protect. To be completely transparent, I'm learning as well as I go of things that I can do. We did have, it's a quiz. It's kind of like a quiz that you can do, and it tells you how many planets it would take if everybody lived the way that you did. And I was absolutely mortified with myself. So I was... So we'll be talking with an expert every week, and they'll let us know little tips and tricks, and it will all be available. There's a website, there's a page on our own website on Highland, and there's also the irstoprotect.ie, and it's in conjunction with other local radio stations. So there'll be an absolute plethora of information for people.
Now, a man who is no stranger to the 12:30 on a Tuesday or any day slot on Highland Radio is a voice you'll hear often on Around the Northwest with John Breslin, and that's Aengus Kennedy, who is a lead guide with Nature Northwest. Aengus, good morning to you.
How are you doing? And hello, everybody.
Hi. Aengus, important from your point of view as someone who keeps an eye on the ecosystem of Donegal, on the wildlife of Donegal, on the fauna, as it were, of Donegal, and the flora as well. This is an important issue. It's an issue that needs to be discussed.
It's a huge issue. Sustainability, climate change, biodiversity, we hear all these different big words, big topics, but really it's all about climate change. We're warming up the planet by burning fossil fuels. And biodiversity loss, we're losing a huge amount of the living things that are out there that we rely on. And the two issues are hand in glove. They're both tied in with each other. So getting an opportunity to discuss it is just brilliant.
The other two guests we have in studio this morning for this launch panel are Suzanne Bogan, who's the Environmental Officer with Donegal County Council, and we'll get to you in a moment, Suzanne. And Gerard McCormick, who's the co-chair of Tidy Towns in Letterkenny, and the name McCormick synonymous for many, many years with Tidy Towns in Letterkenny. And Gerard, you're, I suppose, really the one who's at the coalface. You're the one literally keeping an eye on the streets and the environment around Letterkenny in particular every day, and taking action to make sure that it's improved.
Well, I would say I'm representing the people that do that. But yeah, we try and do that. And our competition that we enter is Tidy Towns. And people kind of think of it sometimes as a flowers and litter competition. And it's a lot bigger than that there. I mean, sustainability and biodiversity that Aengus was talking about has a huge part to play in that. And a lot of our work has over the years moved, transformed into that type of... looking at sustainability plans and how we can do things better and how we can improve the planet and how we improve biodiversity as well. So those, as Inga said, they're hand in hand, and we do a lot of work in that field as well, or we try to do anyway.
And one of the things people would have noticed, particularly around Letterkenny, in the past couple of weeks, if not months, is the appearance of signs in some areas with biodiversity area on them. And I know you're central in actually getting that signage up and making sure that there are areas. I know there was a no mow May idea in progress to say that, look, a nicely manicured lawn is all very well, but bees need access to flowers, bees need lawns, and you know, we need to sort of sit back and think, you know, are there things I can do on my front lawn that can help here?
That's right, you know, and they've been very successful. And I remember about 4 years ago having a discussion with some of the council officials, and basically would have said at that stage, there's nobody talking about this. You know, we don't know where you're coming from, but we're 4 years in further down the road, and we're very much talking about it. We're very much doing it. We're very much working with the council with that. And I think a big part of it, I think David Donnelly, our town gardener, has done it very well. What he's done, he's created kind of wavy borders between the, they're not just direct straight lines between the cut grass and the uncut grass, which is there for the biodiversity reasons. And I think the big part of it is, you know, you need to communicate with the signs is a big, big help. And we get good feedback about it. We haven't really had any problems. And I think it's just it's another way. Once you train your mind to a different way of thinking, it's amazing. We just adapt to it and move on. It definitely, 5 years ago, that wouldn't have been in our town. And and every year we're growing it and growing it every year.
And finally, Suzanne, and I ask you to get right close up to that mic beside you there. Suzanne, in terms of your work, you're environmental officer with Donegal County Council. I'll be honest, over the years, and we've spoken on a number of occasions over the years in your professional role, I would always have said, Suzanne, oh yeah, she's waste management. But again, just like Gerard said, it's way beyond just waste management. There's more to your job than that.
That's right. I suppose the focus is primarily around waste and educating people on recycling, composting. And today happens, this week happens to be actually National Food Waste Recycling Week. So we're actually set up, if I can plug, we're set up at our recycling centres for the next 3 days, Letterkenny currently, until 12 o'clock today, and then Dunloe from 2 to 4. And what we're doing there is actually promoting food waste recycling and tying in with our partners, Bryson Recycling and Envirogrind, who are providing free compost as well, which has actually been made from recycled food waste. So I have a list of dates and times, and maybe before we finish up, if we can go through them, Donald, that'd be great.
Absolutely,
But again, yeah, I suppose my role is focused around waste, but it does cover sort of the wider environmental issues, and we work closely with a lot of fantastic volunteers out in the local communities, around our beaches, in our towns and villages all over the county, and like that, they're doing what they can to help make their environment better. Today is actually also the launch of Love This Place, Leave No Trace campaign, which will be a summer campaign, and we're partnering as a supporter as well of that campaign, and there'll be a huge focus on everybody just taking that little bit of responsibility to look after their environment over the course of the summer, now that we're in that time of year.
Let's go back to you, Donna Marie, and let's go back to that ecological footprint calculator. Now, I also want to say, and I will say this, and I will say this up front, I am quite sure that much as I would sort of regard myself as someone who recycles and someone who composts and someone who puts out the right bin at the right time on the right day, I quite possibly would do this survey, and I too, I am sure, will find myself lacking and find myself falling behind what I would have thought would be my score. So I think if you were somewhat surprised at your score, I suspect we may well all find ourselves in the same boat.
Absolutely. So you can go on again. This is on our webpage. I completed the survey, and I'm going to do it halfway and at the end, and hopefully we'll get a bit of a better result. So if everybody lived their life like I do, it would take 5.7 Earths to sustain humanity. And I was absolutely mortified by this. So it takes into account like your travelling, things like recycling, but also your house type. How many people live there? Do you carpool? And one thing that kind of struck me whenever I was doing this footprint was it asked about how much you travel by plane or the hours, which whenever I kind of was thinking about sustainability myself and what I do as a person, never really thought about that much. So I was thinking, right, oh, I went to Germany this year and I went to Amsterdam and I'm planning hopefully to go to Portugal. And it put me way up over the average. But again, it will give you a breakdown. My ecological footprint was 9.3 global hectares. My carbon footprint was 15 tons per year. And that made up 56% of my total of why it's going to take nearly six planets to sustain me if everyone lived that way.
Well, I will make a commitment. I will do the test today, and okay. I will announce tomorrow what mine is.
Okay, well, it's open to everyone. It's there. It's on our website. We have also shared it onto our socials as well. you will be, but it asks you at the end, how do you feel about it? And I had all these like proud, and I was like, no, embarrassed, so embarrassed. But then it also gives you things that you can do to help kind of track that back and reverse it. So, you know, it's not like a point in blame and shame thing. Like, it is something that we all need to kind of have a look at, which is the purpose of this wee segment. So hopefully we'll...
And Angus, I suspect most of us would find ourselves wanting if we were to do a survey like that.
All of us in Ireland, or virtually everybody at least in Ireland. And it's a really important point that Donna Marie just made there. It's not a blame thing. Instead, it's an accepting of this is how it is. This is the reality. We're burning fossil fuels at a ferocious rate. We're heating up the planet, and there's all sorts of consequences for that. That's it. That's not your fault or my fault. It's the way our society's been set up. And especially in a place like Donegal, quite often these conversations, immediately people are saying, well, how am I supposed to heat my home? How am I supposed to get to work? We can't change this immediately, but we can start taking steps. And it's not about saying that this person is bad or that person's doing the wrong thing, but it's about accepting what we're doing is not sustainable. We can't keep doing what we're doing, and we have to start making changes. And it was interesting, I saw a change just as I pulled up here in my petrol car. I am getting to the studio. I saw an electric post van I'm dropping off, and I was chatting to the postman, and most of the fleet, he was saying, around Donegal is electric, and they're able to do it, they're able to manage it, and it's working for them. I was in Glenveagh National Park there recently. Their buses are electric. They don't need to charge them every night, despite the fact they're going up and down to the castle flat out all day. At this time of year, they're going off doing school trips and picking up school groups and whatnot. It's a wonderful service. Those changes are coming, and they're coming little by little. We won't change it all by tomorrow, but it's really important we inform ourselves that it's the inevitable.
Gerard, Tip O'Neill was the politician who came up with that great phrase that the secret of politics was to think globally and act locally. And if ever there was something that phrase maybe was designed for, it's for our reaction to this very topic.
I think so. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I mean, I was driving up here myself and trying to think about how it's such a broad, sustainability is so broad. I mean, you could talk for hours and not cover everything, but, you know, we've had an idea in our committee that we're trying to launch. We have launched it, but we want to do a lot more about it, and it's called The Power of One. And it's, you know, as a community, as Angus says, some of the things that we don't have control over, but there are things that we ourselves have control over, ourselves personally, and... that's the idea of power of one. What can you do in your life to improve it? And if enough people collectively do that, you can make a change. And I do think that, you know, it's a lot more... this idea of sustainability and what we do with our planet there's a lot more debate about it than there was a few years ago. I think that's a very, very good thing. I don't think it's a thing you solve overnight. But I think the more debate about it, the more people will think about what they can do and the small changes that they make, and they all add up. And I think that's the way to go about it. I don't know how you go about it.
And the thing about the power of one, though, is a lot of people, and this is an argument you hear time and again, and I will be honest, I've maybe in my own head used this to justify the fact that I'm going on holiday this year on a cruise ship. Yeah. And I know, and there's a voice in the back of my mind going, And I'm thinking, yeah, but there's coal power stations in China that will create more environmental damage in 5 minutes than I will do in my lifetime. And that's kind of like my almost, I won't say justification, but that's the little voice in the back of my head going, no, it's okay, because, I mean, the problem isn't me. The problem is a big, huge coal-powered factory in China. The problem is a big, huge dam in India. The problem is... over there. It's in Russia, it's in China, it's in India. It's not little old me. Yeah. And I think a lot of us have that little voice in the backs of our heads, and it's, let's be honest, it's a liar.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the challenge we all have.
Yeah, if I can come in there, and there's a great phrase in the North, and you hear them trying to trash out their politics in the North over the last year or two in particular, and there's a great phrase, whataboutery. And somebody says, well, you lot did this, and they go, well, you lot did this. And that's what we're doing if we're blaming other countries. It's just whataboutery. We're the second highest emitters of carbon in all of Europe. And Europe, of course, is a developed country, so we emit a huge amount of carbon. And currently the world, with the changing climate, and we can see those changes going on, we can even feel them in Ireland, but we can see them especially around the rest of the world is around about 1.2 degrees warmer than my granddad's time. 1.2 degrees warmer. We've done that. We've heated up planet Earth. If everybody lived like Irish people, if everybody lived like Donna Maria and me and the rest of us and everybody listening here, the world would be 4 degrees warmer. That's how much more polluting we are than so many people. So we need to look after our own house. That's really, really important. But as Gerard was saying there, we need to get the message out. You do what you can personally, but we still have to live. But the more we can talk about it, the more we can discuss it, the braver our politicians are going to get, because at the end of the day, they're going to be the ones that are going to make the biggest changes and guide us, like things like that, electric fleet for on post and so on.
And Suzanne, you're one of the people who's at the point where services you're in charge of providing at a local level gives people the opportunity to go to a recycling centre, to actually avail of the services that are on our doorstep. And even if everyone did that, it would be a start.
Absolutely. And I mean, it can be a little overwhelming when we think about everything that's going on. But I think it's really important that we do bring it back to what we can all do, as Gerard said, the power of one, because it makes it more manageable for everybody to have an impact. And if you have the services provided, the majority of people will come along with you and use them, you know. So the council own a number of recycling centres across the county operated by Bryson. A very wide range of materials can be brought there for recycling. Next week, actually, we're having half price bulky goods promotions for 2 weeks. So keep an eye out on our social pages and in the press for that. And again, just trying to ensure people manage their waste responsibly, use the recycling services of their local waste collectors. And in particular, this week, Food Waste Recycling Week, they're, you know, taking part in a food waste collection provided by your waste collector is the first step. And then that material is actually getting treated industrially and made into a compost again that we can use. So the circularity there, and keeping, I suppose, when it comes to waste, and I probably talk a little bit more about waste than other areas, but, you know, we sort of have, we've taken it, we've used it, and we've gotten rid of it for a lot of years. And we're trying to get that whole area of circular into our vocabulary now as well, and into our actions, so that we're keeping what we have in use as much as we possibly can. So whether it's about thinking about getting something fixed or repaired, or reusing something again, and then recycling what we can as well. That's so important, so that we're not having stuff to get rid of at the end of it. That we're trying to use as much as we can, and that could be as simple as, you know, donating clothes to your local charity shop. You know, that's so important as well. That simple action that every household in Donegal can do, and that has such a positive impact as well. Getting something repaired rather than going out and getting something brand new again, recycling all of those electronics, white goods that we have in our homes as well, and making sure that we do the right thing with them. There's so many very manageable actions that everybody can take, even if it's visiting your local beach and you mightn't have the time to do a cleanup, but if you see a 3 pieces of plastic, you know, just pick up those 3 pieces of plastic and pop them into the bin. And all those small actions have a huge positive impact.
Well, I have said this on the programme before, and I'll say it again. I know a gentleman who happens to be the chair of a Tidy Towns competition. I'm out walking most mornings, and I very often bump into him. And inevitably, I bump into him as he's walking back to his house, and he's got 3 or 4 pieces of litter in his hand that he's picked up off the street. And that is it in action. And I've said it before, Gerard, and I've said it before, fair play to you, because you are actually doing what you're asking everybody else to do. And, you know, it is the truth. Most mornings I see you, you've got 3 or 4 pieces of litter in your hand that you've picked up.
My wife says I know every bin in the town.
Well, I have no doubt. But that is, and that's really, as we said, you think globally, you act locally. That's bringing it right down. And you know, it does need to be said. And maybe all of us could pick something up and put it in a bin, or do something as simple as that. And if we all do something as simple as that, you know, it is. And I know, Jerry, we were speaking about the pollinator programme that the Tidy Towns is supporting here in Letterkenny in particular. But I know too, Suzanne, that the council is involved in pollinator programmes around the county, and certainly in the show in Buncrana, I know Buncrana Cairn, there's a very strong pollinator sort of campaign working up there as well. And I'm sure you want to see that spread right across the county.
That's right. And it is linking with our local communities across the county as well. You know, there's so many proactive community groups and Tidy Towns groups and schools. You know, we just recently Had our Green Schools Awards here, where we had 40 schools being recognised for their achievements in environmental issues, from litter and waste right across the board to biodiversity, travel, caring for a marine environment. So those communities and schools are very, very active, and where we can, the council will support them as best as they can.
Donnery, going back to yourself and the actual podcast and the content. Yes. I mean, obviously, it's going to be, as you say, every Thursday or every Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 12:30 during the 9 till noon show. Obviously, you've got three great guests right here, mm-hmm. but there's going to be a lot more people on, both locally and nationally as well. Give us a flavour of what we can expect in the coming weeks.
Well, we're going to be looking at things like fast fashion. Starting off next week, we have Miranda Rosenberg, and she runs the TikTok called Homestead Donegal, and she has 500,000 followers on there, and she goes through she just shows her daily life of what she does and what we can do. We're going to look at real simple things on how people can get a start on their own journey. One thing that I would like to say is that there's like a pitfall almost whenever people think, right, okay, I'm going to do this now, I'm going to live sustainably, and they go and they clear the house, they red the house, they say, great, that's not sustainable, getting rid of that there, and they'll go out and buy their bamboo cutlery, their bamboo lunch boxes, this, that and the other. And it's a whole lot of the time, it's like that's not the first step to take. It's like it's greenwashed. Like you're greenwashed into thinking this is how I'm going to start this. It doesn't have to be a costly thing. If anything, if you do make the decision to move to a more sustainable lifestyle, you'll save a lot of money. So we'll be talking about things like that there, especially with the cost of living crisis. I'm as presenting this here anyway. What I'm bearing in mind is not only can people live more sustainable, but how will it benefit you in other ways of your life? Because it has to be something that you can take home. Think about it and apply it. It has to be simple things that you can do. So we have lots of little tips and tricks. Will be the thing.
Excellent. A few questions. Well, there's one question in particular I'm going to put to the panel because I'm stumped. And we spoke about pollination programs earlier. There's one caller wants to get right to the heart of it. Someone asking, where can I purchase beehives? Someone wants to get into beekeeping. Angus, this might be one for yourself.
Yeah, beekeeping is certainly growing in popularity. So have a look. Google Donegal Beekeeping Association or the National Beekeeping Associations, of which there are many, many regional ones. There's the national one, and they'll be able to point you in the direction of a beehive and how to start off that journey. Because you need a bit of training, you need to know what you're doing. But crucially, I would say, sometimes people think, I want to get honeybees and I want to do my bit for pollination. What are the honeybees going to eat? So before you even do that, Google, go off to the nursery or start looking around your own garden today and start thinking, well, where would the bees go? What are they going to eat? Are you relying on neighbours having enough food? And it's not just the honeybee. We've one species of honeybee in Ireland. We've over 100 species of wild bees, bumblebees and solitary bees. And they all need the same thing and they all pollinate our crops. So the most important thing is getting the food sources in them, making sure you've plenty of colour in the garden.
So it is an ecosystem, and you have to understand the ecosystem before you introduce another factor into that ecosystem.
Yeah, just say you wouldn't buy a herd of cattle if you didn't have fields to put them in. And it's the same kind of thing. People sometimes rush into that. And tying into the No Mow May, and we should be all trying to leave little patches, little wild areas in our garden. And it doesn't mean you have to rewild or walk away or abandon the land, but if each and every one of us left a patch, a bumblebee, for instance, will fly for about 500 metres before it'll collapse out of hunger. So we all need to have little patches of wildflowers for those bees, for the honeybees that we might keep or for the wild bees that are there.
Mm-hmm. Caller asking, what's the website for the test? Donnamarie, they can access through our own website, highlandradio.com?
Yeah, if you go on to our website, highlandradio.com, there will be the It's Ours to Protect section on there. Alternatively, you can go itsourstoprotect.ie and it will also have the link there, and it's called the Sustainability Eco Footprint Digital Footprint Survey.
And just a note, there's an environmental musical on this Saturday in Bunkrana. Free admission, and that's part of Cuin Éireann Nóg. And if you wish to go to that, you are absolutely welcome. Now, just before we wrap up, Suzanne, did you say you had one or two things you wanted to mention before we go?
If I could, just to mention, we're having free compost giveaways and food waste recycling starter packs. We're distributing those across the recycling centres over the next number of days. So Letterkenny, another half an hour or so, and we'll be finishing up in Letterkenny Recycling Centre. Then moving on to Dunloe this afternoon from 2 to 4. Tomorrow, 7th of June, Carndonagh, 10 to 12. Milford Recycling Centre, 2 to 4. And these are at all the Bryson Recycling Centres. And then finally on Thursday, the 8th of June, Lahey Recycling Centre from 10:30 to 12:30. And then finally, Stranorla Recycling Centre from 2 to 4. So just to promote using your food waste, using your waste collection service for food waste, and then actually getting yourself a bag of compost generated from food waste as well.
Thank you indeed, Suzanne. Gerard, the work of the Tidy Towns Committee continuing in Letterkenny, and I suppose no help ever turned away?
No help ever turned away, no. So we have, we're always looking for volunteers. A couple of volunteers are working hard in Ardonagh today as I was driving past, planting there. And this is our really busy period, and there's a lot of work happening on the ground. And actually, it's a great opportunity for me to thank all the volunteers, because without them, we would be lost. So.
And Angus, you're, as we said, a regular guest with John on Around the Northwest, and no doubt you'll be taking the opportunity as we go ahead to remind people at every juncture of the potential we have to help our environment, to help our ecosystems, and ensure that, you know, that again, going back to that sort of acting locally while thinking globally, that there is a lot we can do, and we can do it in our own areas.
There's a huge amount we can do as individuals, and the huge amount of it is very pleasurable. A huge amount of looking after your garden, especially when the weather's like this, is mm-hmm. a fantastic thing to do. And improving our own towns, getting involved with Tidy Towns groups, getting involved with other community groups, is a social and a wonderful thing to do as well. But crucially and really importantly, I think, is us as individuals won't solve it all on our own. We can all do our bit. But by doing our bit, we're raising awareness. Tell our politicians. Some of our politicians have got it. Some of our politicians still don't seem to have got this message. Sometimes it's left to some small parties and we think that's a special remit for them. It's not. It's each and every one of us. And they're the ones that can really steer our change. There's a new plastic bottle recycling scheme is going to be coming in soon, for instance. These are the kind of system changes that we can't do. And hopefully Tidy Towns groups won't have to pick up as many plastic mm-hmm. bottles when that comes in. But tell your politicians, tell them that this is an important issue. It's just as important as the other more, the kind of the immediate issues that we hear about on the news.
Gerard, Angus, Suzanne, thank you, all three of you, very much indeed. And Donna Marie, all the best with the podcast, and the first episode can be heard
at 12:30 on Tuesday coming this day week here on Highland Radio, and then it will also be for playback on the website.
Thank you all very much indeed.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio. Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why. The Euro Millions jackpot is a guaranteed 17 million euro. Play responsibly in store, in app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
While you've all the magic moments or great scenes you've captured on your phone, sitting there, or in the cloud, when you can have them printed at Big E's Chemist. Using the McGee's app or one of the in-store kiosks, you can upload your photos from your phone, Google Photos, Facebook or Instagram, and have them printed instantly, within an hour, or in by 10 and ready by 5. See McGee's.ie for more details. Hold your memories in your hand with McGee's Chemist, Letterkenny.
Super Value makes saving money as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, we match Aldi on the products you love. 2, great special offers like Super Value Fresh Irish Tomahawk and Ribeye Steak save 33%. Heineken 12-pack bottles only 15 euro. And 3, money off vouchers every week on the app. So, follow the 1, 2, 3 and save money at Super Value. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
Welcome to the Spa at Orchids, one of Europe's largest spas, at the Holyrood Hotel, Bundoran. Discover tranquility in our Japanese-themed garden, boasting 7 treatment rooms, seaweed baths, and a secret garden with an outside hot tub and sauna. Now, let me take you to the heart of Bundoran, where you'll find the Holyrood Hotel Spa and Leisure Centre. Don't miss out on our exclusive midweek hotel specials. More information at holyroodhotel.com.
Highland Radio time checks with Expressway. Travel Route 32 from Letterkenny to Dublin when you book online and travel for less. Expressway, bringing you the time at...
It is 26 minutes to 12 noon. and just remind you that Hours to Protect, which is looking at issues of sustainability, will begin on Highland Radio on this day week. Tuesday, it's the 13th of June, and it'll be on at 12:30.
Hours to Protect is brought to you by Highland Radio, the IBA, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.